Yankees looking for a sweep in Detroit, but baseball took a back seat in this one. It got a little crazy. We pick it up in the top of the fifth. Michael Fulmer pitching to Gary Sanchez.
And Fulmer deals inside and hit him. Oh, Sanchez gets hit. And the pitch hit him. And I think they're throwing Canely out of the game. Here comes Joe Girardi. And Girardi, Carlos Torres, the home plate umpire, threw Canely out right away.
Now Cabrera having a conversation with Roman.
They start fighting.
Oh, boy.
Miguel Cabrera throwing punches at Roman, and they grapple on the ground. And now the bench is empty. The bullpen's empty, and we have a brawl going on in Detroit.
And Miguel Cabrera started this. We really have a brawl. I mean, this is punches and guys on the ground.
Now the left-hander's 2-0. Swung on and into the air to deep left. Back goes Upton on the track. He's at the wall, leaps, and he made the catch. What a catch. Tagging his Gardner, he goes to second. Scoring is Ellsbury, and Hicks just missed, giving the Yankees the lead. The pitches, it hit him. Oh boy. And it hit him high. I don't know, the helmet came off. Well, McCann gets up, and they're going to throw him out of the game, I think.
I mean, he's walking away, and these guys are out of control. See, this all started because you have an inexperienced home plate umpire in the first place when Fulmer hit someone.
But Chances is really pleading. You can hear him say, I didn't throw at him. I don't want to come in and throw at him. And the pitch is swung on. A long drive to left center field in the gap. That's a base hit against the left center field wall. One run, two runs, three run score. A bases clearing three run double by Iglesias in the deepest part of left center field. And one hop the wall, and the Tigers take a 9-6 lead. Pitch, he hit him. Now is he going to get thrown out?
Yes,
I hope.
Yep.
Wilson hit Frazier, and Frazier is being held off by McCann. Here we go again. Here come the benches.
In the end, the Tigers get the 10-6 win. They avoid the sweep. There were three total benches clearing incidents. In total, there were 8 ejections in the game, 5 Yankees and 3 Tigers. The teams will not meet again this season. After the game, as you would expect, most of the chatter surrounding the benches clearing incidents. Here's what the Yankees had to say.
A couple series ago, when we faced him and Miguel Cabrera was upset, a couple of their guys got hit. Fulmer hit Ellsbury on purpose, and you didn't hear me say a word. He hit him in the rear end. I understand them being upset. I get it. You know, it's part of the game. So now Gary Sanchez has got 3 homers in 3 days, and Fulmer hits him on purpose. It's further inside than the ball that missed Cabrera. So no warning, right? So then Canely throws one inside, and Cabrera doesn't get hit, and you throw him out of the game. So now they're judging intent. Well, if you can't see that Fulmer clearly hits Sanchez on purpose, there's something wrong. So I think it could have really been avoidable. Okay, so then Dellen hits McCann. But if you're in a 6-6 game fighting for your division, you're not going to do it on purpose. He doesn't throw him out, and then Dana overturns it. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It really doesn't. So then Robertson hits the next guy, and he doesn't throw him out. So to me, there's a lot of confusion, and that's not to mention the strike zone late in the game. You know, just a very poor job on their part. And you're going to throw my catcher out for protecting himself? I mean, pay attention. Somebody's got to pay attention to what's going on in this game. And then Brad Ausmus is going to say F you to one of my players? I mean, come on, Brad. I mean, what is that?
Bueno, yo cuando estaba en el lugar, que vi que pasó la cosa, que vi que Miguel empujó.
You know, everything happened pretty quick. You know, I was in the dugout, I looked up, and I see Roman rolling on the floor with the other guys. You know, and at that moment, just instinct takes over because you want to defend your teammate. You know, that's your family out there. And I don't know, everything happened so quickly; it's a blur right now.
Well, he asked me if I had a problem with him. He said, "You got a problem with me?" I said, "This isn't about you." and then he pushed me. You know, it felt like he wanted a confrontation there, and you know, I just tried to defend myself the best I could. When someone gets in your face like that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to let someone get in my face and be confrontational. So I told him it wasn't about him, and I guess he was ready to go.
It was tough, man. I think, you know, yeah, whoever was behind the plate, he jumped into conclusions and, you know, threw him out there. I think that's what basically stirred everything up, to be honest with you. You know, Sanchez was definitely one of those, you know, that kind of kick-started everything. So, you know, you're not, we're not just going to lay down and let, you know, our best hitter right now get plunked, you know, 96, 97 mile an hour fastball. It's just the way it goes.
No, I mean, obviously the ball slipped out of my hand. That's the last thing I want to do. I felt like at that point everything was over. And, you know, obviously, you know, I was disappointed because it's a tied game. And, you know, we out here trying to, you know, fight for a playoff spot. And, you know, for me to get thrown out there, you know, I thought, you know, it shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, I know the umpires got to do their job. And, you know, I just felt like it was the time and was not right.
The Bombers return to the Bronx on Friday to host the Mariners. It'll be CC Sabathia on the hill against Ariel Miranda.